This is All Things Considered from NPR News. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Today marks the centennial of composer Julie Stein's birth. He became one of the most successful songwriters in Hollywood and Broadway history. Among his biggest hits were the songs Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Three Coins in the Fountain, and the musicals Gypsy and Funny Girl. Reporter Jeff London was a young music student in the 1980s when he met Julie Stein. He offers this appreciation.
He played piano his entire life. Julie Stein was a prodigy. By the time he was 12, he had played with the Chicago, Detroit, and St. Louis symphonies. His widow, Margaret, says that was to be his life.
He was supposed to be a concert pianist. When he was about 13 or 14, they went to an adult piano teacher who took one look at him and said, "You're never going to be a concert pianist because your hands are never going to be big enough to play, quote-unquote, grown-up music."
Devastated, Stein turned to pop music.
I can't work every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
And pop music turned out very well for him. Born in London, Stein's family emigrated to Chicago, and as a young man, he found himself playing in dance bands with such musicians as Bix Beiderbecke and Benny Goodman. He also found himself playing for some notorious non-musicians.
Al Capone was very good to the local people, and he used to borrow the car. Julie's, and sometimes he'd come back and find a $100 bill on the dashboard.
After one too many close calls in mob joints, Stein moved to New York, where he worked for several years as a vocal coach, and then on to Hollywood, where he was a jack-of-all-trades at Republic Studios, at the bottom of the food chain, says singer Michael Feinstein.
He started working at Republic, writing scores, as he said, for Roy Rogers and for Trigger, but he learned about the craft of filmmaking and film scoring, and he wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote.
Seems to me I've heard that song before.
By the mid-1940s, Julie Stein and lyricist Sammy Kahn wrote dozens of songs that topped the hit parade.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When time you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
The melodies came a mile a minute because that's the way Stein's mind worked. He was famous for speaking in a kind of abbreviated language his friends dubbed Steinese. Michael Feinstein worked with the composer at the end of his life.
He just did not verbalize well what was going on in his mind because he was moving at hyper speed. He was going at a lightning pace, and therefore he would say, "Well, when you sing the first, and the second, that's where it modulates. But, you know, the thing is that if you go back in the F chord, it doesn't match what the thing is. So, you know, we'll go from letter A ready?"
By the late 1940s, Julie Stein was ready for Broadway, and he took it by storm. One of his biggest early hits was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, starring Carol Channing.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Despite a head full of ideas, Julie Stein could do a lot with very little. He demonstrated his technique with a song from Bells Are Ringing.
Now, just in time. It's 24 times I played. This is without harmony. Again. Yeah, but the whole thing is, that's why I say study, children, and study, because it goes... That's where the bass is all important, because that puts the emotion in. That's the feeling.
Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low.
Julie Stein took great pride in his craftsmanship, but if there was one show he was proudest of, it was Gypsy. The 1959 show starring Ethel Merman is considered one of the greatest musicals ever written. Stein's partners were book writer Arthur Lawrence and lyricist Stephen Sondheim.
He had as fertile a musical brain as anybody I've ever met. He had musical ideas all the time. And one of the things that was difficult with him was to get him to rewrite anything, because he would much rather write a whole new song than work on something that was already there that just needed maybe some tweaking or some rewriting in one passage or something like that.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate.
As successful as he was at composing, Stein struggled with a lifelong addiction to gambling, says his collaborator on Gypsy, Arthur Lawrence. He remembers one night in the 1950s.
And he rang the bell, I opened the door, and he came in and slammed it shut, said, "Don't answer." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, they want to break my legs. I said, "Who?" He said, "Well, the bookies, I owe them." That was when I found out he was an addicted gambler. And he laughed about it, howled, in fact.
And he continued writing shows for the rest of his 88 years, most notably Funny Girl, which made a star out of Barbara Streisand. And in the early 1980s, Julie Stein did some teaching for New York University, and I got to spend some memorable afternoons in his office, a rabbit warren backstage at a Broadway theater. He led a songwriting workshop, and the second week it was my turn to go before the master. I was 22, and my lyricist and I had written a song that was chock full of musical ideas. Sure, it had some self-consciously wrong notes and a kind of rambling middle section, but we thought it was pretty terrific, and were certain that Julie Stein would think so, too. I sat at his little red upright piano, which was covered with cigarette burns, and sang my heart out, waiting for the praise that would most certainly follow. When the song was over, I turned toward Stein and saw that, instead of a smile, he was practically apoplectic.
"What's this Bernstein Copeland you're writing? I don't need to know you went to a conservatory. Write a tune! Write a tune!"
I was stunned. My lyricist was stunned. The class was stunned. But of course, he was absolutely right. He didn't get to be Julie Stein without knowing how to write a tune. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Let's give the waltz a chance. Let's dance and let's see what happens. Let us carouse while Strauss caresses the strings. Even the shy may fly on musical wings. They say music can do the most unusual things. Let's take a step or two or three and let's see what happens. Let us pretend, my friend, it's only a spree. And if a great adventure happens to happen, won't it be nice if it happens to you and me?
Thanks to Chris Sakas and our New York Bureau for technical help with this story. To hear an hour-long documentary on Julie Stein, hosted by Susan Stamberg, go to our website, npr.org.